The heat today is a physical presence, presses down on the pavement, and even the shadows feel warm. I woke up in my one room in Yansugu and checked the forecast on my phone. It said 24 to 33 degrees, but the feels like was 42. The air is thick enough to drink. This is the week the city slows down. The week when everyone moves from place to place in short, careful bursts between air-conditioned islands. I had two things on my list: the ARC application I'd been putting off, and the open port history trail that climbs from Chinatown up to Jeju Park. I've been in Incheon for 3 days and I'd still not done the one thing every resident eventually does. So I decided to do both, folded into one long morning. First, the immigration office. It's in a nondescript building, and the morning air was already heavy when I got there. The queue was short, it's summer, and half the city is on vacation. I'd booked my slot through the Hikaria online portal the way every guide tells you to. And in about 20 minutes, I'd handed over my passport, my photo, my application, and paid the fee. The officer stamped my papers and told me the card would come in the post within 3 to 4 weeks. That's the whole trick, apparently. Book ahead, bring everything, and you're out before the heat gets serious. The stamp sound, that heavy paper punch thunk, felt like a small ceremony. I'm one step closer to being a resident, not just a visitor. From the immigration office, I took the subway back toward Yeonggu. The AREX line was mercifully cool and the T-Money card in my pocket. I topped it up this morning, about 20,000 won. Works on every subway and bus in the country, which is its own kind of magic. A single ride costs around 1,551 won, roughly a dollar and change, and transfers are free within 30 minutes. Coming from a city where transit adds up fast, that feels like a small victory. I got off at Incheon Station and walked toward Chinatown. The streets were quieter than Monday's chaos. The Pentaport Rock Festival crowds have finally thinned out, I think. The ornate gates at the entrance to Chinatown were already warm to the touch. I passed the Jajangmyeon Museum, that former Gongwachin building where the dish was supposedly invented, and I remembered my first bowl of black bean noodles 2 days ago. Today, I didn't stop for noodles. Today, I wanted the climb. The trail starts at the top of Chinatown's main drag and switchbacks up through a green corridor that feels older than the rest of the city. There are stone steps worn smooth, and the trees form a canopy that filters the August light into patches. Halfway up, I stopped to catch my breath and looked back at the port below. The cranes, the container ships, the hazy line of the West Sea beyond. This was the first view the immigrants had, the first thing they saw when they arrived in Korea's first treaty port, opened in 1883 as Jomopo. At the top is Jeju Park, Korea's first Western-style park. It's not a big park, but it holds a lot of history. There's a statue of General MacArthur, the 1957 bronze figure staring out over the harbor, commemorating the Incheon landing of September 1950. The statue is controversial. You can feel it in the way people glance at it and look away. I sat on a bench near it for a while, watching a family feed pigeons and an old man doing Tai Chi under a tree. The irony isn't lost on anyone. A park named Freedom, dedicated to the general who liberated the city, but also to the start of a war that split a nation. The heat was getting to me, so I bought a cold bottle of water from a vending machine, about 1,000 won, one of the cheapest things you can buy here, and sat in a cafe just outside the park. It's called Forest Outings, and it's tucked into a building that used to be something else, with big windows facing the trees. I ordered an Americano, around 4,500 won, and watched the afternoon settle in. The coffee was good, the kind of quiet that makes you forget you're in a city of 3 million. Here's the thing about Incheon that I'm starting to understand. It's a city of arrivals. Every layer of it, the port, the airport, the Chinatown, the International Business District, is built on people passing through. The old immigrants came by ship. The new ones come by plane. I'm part of that story now, and sitting in that cafe felt like the first time I'd really been still since I landed. I decided to walk back down through the Open Port Cultural Street instead of taking the bus. That's the area around the original customs house and the former Japanese bank, and it's been restored to feel like a time capsule. Cobbled streets, old stone buildings, a museum or two. The Open Port Museum is in the former First Bank of Japan building, and I poked my head in for 10 minutes, just to stand in a building that's been there since 1883. The walls are thick, and inside it's cool and dark, a relief from the weight of the air outside. Admission was a few thousand won, I think. I didn't check the exact number, but it's not the kind of thing that breaks a budget. On the way back down, I passed a small shop selling dakgangjeong, the glazed chicken from Sinpo International Market down the street. The windows were fogged up, and inside I could see a woman tossing a big batch of chicken in a copper pot. I stopped and bought a small box, about 7,000 won, and ate it sitting on a concrete wall watching the port. The chicken is sweet and sticky and a little spicy, and it's exactly the kind of food you want after a long walk in the heat. Sinpo Market is just a few minutes away, and it's still the best street food detour in the city, all the more so now that I know the story behind it. Another layer of the arrival narrative, another dish born from the mixing of cultures here. The sun was starting to angle west, and I realized I'd spent the whole day doing nothing that felt like sightseeing. No Ferris wheel, no festival. Just paperwork, a walk, a coffee, a box of chicken. And that, honestly, was the point. The first week of moving anywhere is logistics. The second week is when the place starts to feel real. Today, I got a glimpse of the real Incheon, the one that isn't in the brochures. A city that holds its history in its bones, that moves at its own pace despite the heat, that rewards the slow walk with a view of the sea. About the heat, it's real and it deserves respect. I've been drinking water constantly, carrying a small fan, and planning my outdoor time for mornings and evenings. The city helps. There are newly opened splash zones at Cheongye Lake Park, apparently, and the Songdo Beer Festival starts in a couple of weeks. The locals know how to survive summer. They stay inside during the middle of the day, eat cold noodles, and come out after dark. I'm learning. So here's my practical takeaway for anyone thinking about making the move or just passing through. The ARC application is easier than the stories suggest. Book ahead on Hikaria, show up with your passport and photo, and be patient. The transit card is worth the 4,000 won or so it costs. The open port trail is free, and it's the best way to understand what this city is. And if you're hungry, buy the dakgangjeong from Sinpo Market and sit somewhere with a view. It's about 7,000 won, and it's the closest thing to an answer for what Incheon tastes like. Back at my flat, I looked at the receipt from my ARC application and let the fact settle in. I live here now, not visiting, not passing through, living. The city is still an unfamiliar shape, but today I put down a small route. Tomorrow I'll take the subway to Bupyeong and explore the underground arcades, which I'm told are half empty and a little sad, and which sound exactly like the kind of place that has a story to tell. The cicadas are loud tonight. They're the soundtrack of Korean summer, a constant buzz that you stop noticing after a while, but that's always there underneath everything. I'm starting to feel like that. Always here, always humming, slowly becoming part of the noise of this old port city. The heat will break eventually, the seasons will turn, and I'll be here to see it. That's the plan, anyway. For now, the window is open, the air is thick, and I'm exactly where I need to be. Annyeonghaseyo. See you in the next one.